Someone once said to me that if I eat a whole pie, does that mean I'm eating a whole food? Hello, I'm David Cummings from myhealthandliving.com. Today's episode is extremely important because we are talking exactly on what our health topics are. Natural remedies for life, using whole foods and the principles of health. Just because you might eat half a pie or a whole pie does not mean that you're eating a whole food. In fact, today's show is all about whole foods, and it's nothing to do with processed foods. If you look at the meaning of a whole food, it is actually unprocessed, unrefined, and in fact, can be eaten raw. It is pure, and there is nothing added to it. And that's the beauty of a whole food. It is indeed pure. Just the way that creation was made in the first place, and it was made for our bodies. And that's why you say whole foods, you can indeed eat most of them raw. Now, whilst this is not a show on raw foods or a raw food diet, it does go hand in hand. And in fact, you can eat whole foods raw, and you can in fact cook whole foods as well. And the beauty of it is that whole foods are meant for your body, for nutrients, for rejuvenation, for cleansing and healing. Now, this is not exactly rocket scientists, but it might surprise you that they've actually done studies on whole foods and found that they can in fact enrich your lifestyle and even reduce the risk of cancer. Surprise, surprise. Well, it goes without saying that whole foods are exactly that. They are meant for your body and meant to heal as well. So, irrespective of any health study that they might have done, because the whole food diet has been around for thousands of years and mankind has lived very well on whole foods, it's only in the last 100 to maybe 50 years that we have really sort of polluted ourselves with a lot of refined and processed foods. Excess sugar, excess alcohol, excess meats, excess chemicals and additives to our food, which were just not there over 100 years ago. And there's an old saying that if my grandmother would eat it just like it is, then it is probably good for you. And that saying is going out of fashion a lot because you see a lot of people nowadays opting to have some sort of processed food or some sort of convenience food. And because it's convenient, it means it's prepackaged usually, or a frozen meal, which has to be some sort of processing in there as well. And obviously, it's not the same as a whole food. And that's why we're very excited to talk about this whole food message today and talk about it as if it was one of the seven principles of health, which indeed it is. So as you can see, it is very, very important that you get this right and you understand the principles behind whole foods. When you look at the original creation, if you could put it that way, where mankind was put on the earth, we were fed certain foods. And what was available to us at the time was certainly whole food makeup. And if you look at fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds and oils and grains, some eggs and milks and honeys, spices and herbs, teas, beans, legumes, all of those things are whole foods. In fact, you can eat all of these raw. But these are actually in symmetry with the body. They actually make up our body. So the chemicals in these foods are actually found in our bodies as well. And if you try anything else, like a processed food or a chemically enhanced food, then it is really offering your body something different. It is doing something different to your body where it was meant to go down one way and you're presenting it with another. It's sort of like a round peg into a square hole. Only some of them fit, but they don't fit perfectly. And our cells and our DNA rely on good symmetry with our food and energy intake. If it's a perfect match, it is great. If it's not a perfect match, then you're losing a lot of opportunity to feed, cleanse, and heal yourself through these natural foods. So as you know, we mentioned before fruits and vegetables and nuts and seeds and oils and grains, etc. Well, great fruits out there, like apples, like oranges, like grapefruit, watermelon, all of these things have specific targeted messages to your body. And it's important that you have a good intake of these whole foods. Vegetables, like broccoli, what about asparagus, cauliflower, pumpkin, all of these things also target certain aspects and sections of our body. So it's important that we have a good mix of vegetables in our diet as well, as a whole food. Now, what about seeds? Seeds like sunflower seeds, or nuts like almonds, or macadamia nuts, oils like the olive oils, or flaxseed oils. They're all targeted towards the body and certain parts of the body. So if you have a great mix, they can certainly help towards your health and well-being overall. If you look at another whole food like honey, it is a natural antibacterial and it can target certain areas where if you do have a wound, you can put honey straight onto that wound. You won't have any infection with bacteria getting in. You have a sore throat, you have some honey and it will soothe the throat. It's also an antibacterial, so it will help prevent the spread of bacteria and infections in your throat. Herbs and spices, we use them in our everyday cooking, but did you know that they were used through ancient medicines well before cooking? And that is that you can use them to heal certain ailments that you might have. And the Chinese are renowned for this, the old ancient Chinese remedies with the herbs and spices. You add boiling water to this herb or spice and you breathe in the aroma of certain things which will help open up your airways or to heal a cut or a lesion. All of these herbs and spices have certain targets for your body and the ancient methods certainly embrace this and there's no reason why we can't use these today. I know I'm sounding a little bit excited about these whole foods and what they can do for you, but that is the point. They are very, very vital to our own health and well-being. They are meant for our body, and we should embrace that fact as well. Oh, that reminds me too, you can actually download a free great eating plan and a nutrition guide at myhealthandliving.com/free-report. And it goes through a lot of these ideals that we're even talking about right now. And they can really be applied in everyday life right now. So if you download your copy, you can actually look at how it can benefit you starting today. There's no catch, you just simply enter your name and email address and the report is yours to use as you wish. Okay, now another aspect of whole foods is that they can target certain parts of your body, as we mentioned before, and they're known as signature foods to the body. So what does this mean? It means that certain body parts are looking for certain nutrients or keys to the door to unlock them so certain nutrients can come in. And if you use certain foods in your diet, it can certainly open up the doorway, so to speak, to those cells to allow certain nutrients to flow and to heal and to regenerate as well. So here's some examples. If you look at a grape, a bunch of grapes hanging low, you've got to realize that it is meant for what part of the body? Well, it is a signature to your blood. All the grapes clumped together, similar to what your blood cells would do. And it is great for cleansing and enriching your blood as an antioxidant as well. And you've heard that term a lot in today's media, where this is a great antioxidant and that's a great antioxidant. Well, the grape and the skin of the grape is a great antioxidant and great for removing a lot of the free radicals which are implanted into us as we go through everyday life. And even the oxidization of foods within us can cause some minor damage as well. And these antioxidants help grasp these things and remove them from the body. Okay, another whole food, which is a signature food, as we mentioned before, is the honey, which is a natural antibacterial for your body. It's a great food in that respect. Olives. Could you imagine that it's a signature food, for the ovaries and the female production systems? And I say it's a system, etc., because really the body is sort of like a machine. It really has certain engines and certain parts that rely on certain systems to keep it going. And if you look at an olive, it is very similar looking to the ovaries overall. And watermelon, you could imagine that that's a signature food for the brain. A watermelon is 93% water. In fact, the brain is 93% water. And in fact, the sugar levels that are in the watermelon can pass right through the brain membrane and into the brain to give it instant vitality and energy levels as well. So if you've got a headache, I recommend you go and have a look at a watermelon. Try and eat some watermelon to help relieve that thumping. Another one is the mushroom, and it is great for the thyroid. An avocado, which is really representing the womb or with child. So the amount of folate and other nutrients within the avocado is great for a pregnant woman and great for the cervix and great for all-round pregnancy. It really is. Have you considered what a capsicum or a tomato looks like? It's red. It's got generally four chambers. And it reminds us of, let's say, the heart. It's a striking resemblance in that respect. And you could look around and say, wow, that is so striking that it's like obvious once you think about it. And in fact, the funny thing is that in medicines today, they say that it's got lycopene in it, or lycopene, which is really Latin for red. And the funny thing is that capsicum and tomatoes are full of these chemicals, which are great for the heart, or lycopene, which is really representing, well, red, which is great for your blood and the heart. So when you get back to basics and look at whole foods as not just a study, but as a basis for our own existence, the building blocks in which we really represent ourselves, where we even started, and you look at the creator who might have put these things right into place in the beginning, he certainly knew what he was doing, to say that these foods target these parts of the body, and these other foods target these other parts of the body, and in harmony they work, and allow your body to flourish, to heal itself, and to rid itself of disease. And that's the beauty of whole foods. Now, I mentioned before that our body could be likened to a machine. If that's the case, then if you've got a motor vehicle, it's very important that you put the right fuel into it, the right gasoline or the right petrol. And you also need to use the right oils. Otherwise, the engine will seize up. It will get some sort of carbonics on the inside and build up, which needs to be cleansed out every now and again. The same could be represented towards our body as well. You eat the wrong foods or put the wrong fuel into your body, then you're bound to get some sort of plaque build up on your tubes and pipes inside your body. And if you could imagine that your body is very similar to an engine, it is full of tubes which carry oils and fuels and water here and there to different parts. Now, if one of those tubes stops working to its full capacity, then the rest of the engine seems to suffer. It either doesn't get enough oxygen, it doesn't get enough coolant or water, it doesn't get enough oil into the certain areas, and you could really cause some damage to your engine. The same is for your body. You don't feed it the correct whole foods, targeting certain parts of your body, and all of a sudden you're creating a restriction or a plaque buildup, which means that other parts of your body have to work overtime and extra hard to try and cleanse or deal with these major problems. And it's all about working in harmony and allowing your body to work in harmony. And that's what natural whole foods can do. It's an amazing similitude, and I really hope you get that one. So as you can see, whole foods are a really important and exciting topic. There is just so much in it. And if you get down to really do some research into whole foods, and signature foods in particular, then you will really see that it is such an exciting topic. With that in mind, we're just going to have a short break and we'll be back very, very shortly, so stay tuned.
Discover whether you have a fat-burning kitchen or a fat-storing kitchen. This little secret can not only save you hundreds of dollars, but also kilograms of excess unwanted fat too, all by what's in your food cupboard. Secure your copy today at www.whathealthfood.com/fatburnkitchen. This is for a limited time only. Remember, it's the Fat Burning Kitchen. www.whathealthfood.com/fatburnkitchen. Download your copy.
Okay, welcome back. Now, we're back onto the topic of whole foods with myhealthandliving.com. I really hope that your diet is what it could be or what it should be. And I hope you're taking whole foods seriously in your life. You know, it's funny that people get sick and then they worry about getting some sort of medicine or visit to the doctor to find out what's wrong with them. When if they take a step back, stop still and look at their diet first, one of the principles of health, are they getting the correct principles in their life? Have they got the amount of balance that they should in each one of these principles? Is whole food one of their staple parts of the diet? Or are they sick because they've really let themselves go and they've not quite got the amount of whole foods in their diet correct? Are they eating other junky foods with too much sugar? Are they eating other chemically laden foods or pre-prepared foods or frozen meals which really have lost their nutrient intake and their signatures back to the body itself? We've got to consider these things as we go through and analyze our own health. And it is a very serious topic because life is not a test drive. It is actually that. It is life. You need to make sure that we're on top of these things. Now, I'm not saying that you have to be perfect every second of every minute of every day. What I'm saying is that we need to take it seriously. And if whole foods are a staple part of the diet, and we're doing our best to maintain the seven principles of health in our life, then we wouldn't have a problem. But if something does crop up, and we need to deal with something, whether it be some sort of minor disease or ailment which needs to be addressed, then we could look firstly at our diet and whole foods and go back towards the study of the ancients and look at how that can really help us through maintaining and helping us cure whatever ailment we do have. Whole foods is certainly one of the major keys. Now, there was a scientist back in, probably the 12th century or something, and he was quite amazing. He came up with a couple of laws, and I think his name was Newton. Isaac Newton, I think he might have been. And he says, to every action there is an equal and an opposite reaction. Or, really in terms of today, is cause and effect. You do something, you're going to affect something else. And if you don't eat the right foods, if we could put it this way, then you'll basically affect your health later on. Cause and effect. We've got to be careful that we're not putting ourselves on the wrong track or go down too far that we can't turn around. With a good diet, with proper maintenance to the seven principles of health, we will certainly allow our body to keep regenerating itself and healing itself through the natural processes which were meant to be. So ask yourself this question. What is your diet? Are you doing the best for your own health and living? Is it your health and living that you're concerned with? Is it your diet? Is it the amount of junk food that you might be having? Do you relish in the fact that whole foods can really help you? Or are you one of these people who look at health foods and whole foods and think, yuck, I don't like broccoli, therefore I won't eat it. Or yuck, I don't like lemons, therefore I won't eat it. Or do you look at it in such a way that, yes, it can be a great part of my diet because it can really help me? These are the things we need to consider as we go through right through our life. And it's not a test drive, as we mentioned before. It is life, and we need to feed our body with the correct foods so we've got every opportunity to move forward and live a healthy life. So the final question is then, do you have a predominantly whole food diet? And if the answer is no, then really consider how healthy you feel. Consider that, yeah, you might feel okay, but imagine what you could feel like if you filled your diet with a lot more whole foods, with a lot more signature foods which can help regenerate and cleanse your body and allow you to function properly to your full potential. That's exciting. Now that is something worth exploring. You just got to realize that we could rattle on about this all day, and you could go to your dietitian or your nutrition person or your healthcare professional, and they may say something very similar, which I assume that they would. But although we're not giving you advice, we're lending you our learned opinion here, and I certainly urge you to go seek your own advice from your own healthcare professional. But what happens if we told you that whole foods could work towards curing disease, ridding your body of cancers, and allowing you to restore yourself back to full health? That's a very exciting topic, which we cannot cover today whatsoever because it's such a broad topic. But what happens if this was the case? Would you be excited for that? Would you be excited the fact that there's so much disease and chaos around us that you've got the opportunity to move forward and live a great healthy life with no problems, with very limited ailments, which your simple diet and the seven principles of health in general can help deliver you through? That is very exciting. You've got the opportunity to live healthy, to clean your body, to allow it to run and function to its full potential. Now, this is something worth pursuing. And it's also something worth sharing with your friends and family. Now, they might not quite understand what we're on about first up, but this is where you need to do some further research. This is where you need to chase these methods further and find out the truth in them. Not from me, not from anyone else, but from your own research as well. Now, we also offer some great health tips and some great reports that could help you along your way. Now, this is very exciting, because with it, you can move forward. Without it, you'll sort of crumble. I'm offering a free report, as mentioned before, at myhealthandliving.com/free report. Download it today and see how it can apply in your life. Well, that's about all we've got time for today for these whole food discussions. I really trust you've got something out of it, and I wish you all the best. And next week, we're going to be talking about something exciting. It is about sun care and what the sun really does to our body and what we are really doing to our own body through sunblock. So stay tuned for that. Keep your eye out, because it's going to be a very exciting episode all about the sun and the nutrients we need from the sun and the damage we're doing to ourselves because of sunblock. Stay tuned. Thanks very much for listening. For myhealthandliving.com, I'm Healthy Dave. Thanks for listening. Until next time, bye-bye for now.